This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Netherlands and Denmark have announced they are giving fighter jets to Ukraine. From the Associated Press, Mimi Montgomery reports.
At a news conference with Ukraine's President Zelensky, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte confirms the Netherlands, along with Denmark, will give F-16 warplanes to Ukraine. The planes will be delivered once unspecified conditions are met.
In the meantime, we have to work on the infrastructure to make sure that a landing and takeoff of the planes can take place in Ukraine in a safe way.
During the same news conference, Zelensky says the leaders agree on a number of planes, possibly more than 40 from the Netherlands. He goes on to thank his counterparts, saying the F-16s will bring new energy to his troops and deliver results for Ukraine and Europe. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Russia said Ukrainian drones had attacked four separate regions in a flurry of attempted strikes on Sunday, injuring five people and forcing two of Moscow's airports to briefly divert flights. That information has been unconfirmed from VOA about the specific claims. Meanwhile, Russia's Kursk, Rostov, and Belgorod regions, all of which border Ukraine, reported attempted drone strikes, while Russia's defense ministry said it had jammed a Ukrainian drone in the Moscow region, forcing it to crash in an unpopulated area. Fans in Spain celebrated their country's historic first victory in the Women's World Cup on Sunday as their side beat England 1-0 in the final in Sydney. The match was capping off a tournament that has broken attendance and TV records, as well as raised hopes of a surge of interest in the women's game. Supporters across the nation watched the action as a goal from Olga Carmona was enough to edge a tight match. And not even a missed penalty by Jenny Hermoso could stop Spain, as fans hailed the moment as a great triumph for women. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Authorities in Pakistan have arrested at least 170 people after a mob of Muslims attacked churches and homes belonging to the Christian community in the city of Jaranwala. That's in the most populous province of Punjab. We hear more from VOA's Sarah Zaman.
Allegations that two Christian men had reportedly desecrated pages of the Quran, the Muslims' holy book, triggered the rampage involving hundreds of Muslims. With household items burned to ashes and homes ransacked, residents of Jaranwala's Christian colony lost in minutes where they spent years gathering. For many, there's no place left for worship, as the only Catholic church in the neighborhood stands gutted. Government officials are going door to door to assess the damage.
Every household has suffered damages of at least $700 to $1,000, while some have lost up to $5,000.
Sarah Zaman, VOA News, Jaranwala, Punjab, Pakistan.
Ecuadorians took to the polls on Sunday to choose a president and legislature they hope will lead the country out of a spiral of violence and economic troubles after a campaign darkened by bloodshed. Esteban Villacres tells Reuters News that he hopes that those elected can come together and reconcile their differences so that the country can move forward. Otherwise, he believes the future is grim. Security has taken center stage in the contest since the August 9th murder of anti-corruption candidate Fernando Villavicencio, a former investigative journalist and lawmaker who was gunned down while leaving a campaign event. A candidate needs 50% of the vote, or if there are 10 points ahead of their nearest rival, just 40% to win the first round. Otherwise, a second round is held, which would occur on October 15th. Their 13 million strong electorate will also choose 137 members of the National Assembly. A wildfire in the Spanish island of Tenerife has forced thousands of people to flee their homes, remaining out of control on Sunday, despite a slight improvement in weather conditions during the night. Late on Saturday, emergency services said the fire was now affecting 10 towns, even though 11 were evacuated as a precaution. No major tourist areas have been affected. Russia's Luna 25 spacecraft has crashed into the moon. On Saturday, the agency said it received a problem with the craft and lost contact with it. The unmanned robot lander was set to land at the moon's south pole on Monday ahead of an Indian craft scheduled to land on the south pole later this week. Scientists are eager to explore the south pole because they believe water may be there and that water could be transformed by future astronauts into air and rocket fuel. Russia's last moon launch was in 1976 during the Soviet era. For additional stories, please visit our website or social media accounts.